And joining me now remotely is Stephanie Wardle and Heather Gayton. They've worked together to put together a book called Feisty's Journey Home that they are using as a fundraiser for Lucky's Place in the Star Valley community. Stephanie, Heather, good morning. How are you both doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good morning. Hey. Doing well.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Well, Stephanie, let's start with you. You're a Lincoln County native in Star Valley. Tell us about Feisty's Journey Home and what kind of started this project for you.
Well, it actually started about 9 or 10 years ago. My sister was living in Kansas City, Missouri, and I was living here, of course, and she wanted to move to Wyoming to be closer to me. So we, of course, moved her to Wyoming. Well, as a lot of people that move here after about 3 winters and being a big city girl, she had decided she had had enough. So I helped her move back home. And so that is where Feisty's Journey Home began, was when we decided to move my sister along with 2 dogs, 2 cats, and 2 rats all in one vehicle back to Missouri. And when I got home and I told all of my friends about the ordeal, they kept telling me, you need to write a children's book. That is so funny. Kids would love it. And Feisty passed away this spring, and I just thought that would be a nice tribute to her. So I went looking for a children's author because I'm definitely not one. And that's where the story began. And I guess I'll have to read the book to find out exactly what happened to
Yeah,
her.
So it's all kind of based on real-life events, sounds like. And so you mentioned you go out and look for an author, and that's where Heather comes in. So, Heather, let's loop you into this conversation and tell us about yourself as a children's author. How long have you been writing children's books, and maybe tell us how that works?
Oh, absolutely. So I am actually a self-published children's book author. I released my first book in December of 2024. So I've only been doing this about a year now. And it was really interesting because when I was little, I always wanted to, my dream was to raise horses and write books. Like that was my dream. And I told my son when we moved to this small town south of Lincoln, Nebraska, I said, Nolan, I should write a story about how lazy Luna is. And my son was in 3rd grade at this point. And he said, so he went to school and he's told all of his friends, all of his teachers, and then they went home and told all of their parents. And so that's kind of how I got pushed into, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go all in. And so Feisty's Journey Home was actually my 4th book. And Stephanie and I connected through a friend of mine that I used to work with, saw Stephanie's post on Facebook looking for a children's book author. And so she tagged me in it, and Stephanie and I connected, and she gave me an overview of, okay, this is what happened. Now turn this into a children's book. So it was a lot of fun. And this was by far the longest children's book I've done. I do a lot of stuff. My other 3 books are mostly early readers. And so this is kind of more ages, I'd say if you have a strong 7-year-old reader, probably 7 to 9, 7 to 10.
Okay.
Is kind of the age range for this book.
That's excellent. So, Heather, as you work through this project now and it's, sounds like it's completed, right? And available. So how do people find this book?
Absolutely. So it's available on Amazon. If you just search Feisty's Journey Home, or you can search my name, and it'll pop up with my books. We're advertising it on Facebook. And I believe Stephanie does Lucky's Place, I think, was putting it on their website also, right? I thought they were. Yeah.
Yes, they will. They haven't yet, but they will be.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Lucky's Place, Stephanie, of course, being with the theme of the book and then what you're passionate about, you've reached out to Lucky's Place, and it sounds like that this book is actually going to act as a fundraiser for the animal shelter, correct?
That is correct. In my early years, about 10 years ago or so, I was doing a lot of fundraising for Lucky's. They would hold most of their events in the summer and use that money to lead them in through the winter. And so I thought there needs to be something in place where they get a monthly income. And so that's why I decided to do this. And I got Heather along on the trip with me, so that they could you know, get a monthly income and not go dry in the winter months when there were no donations, because they do operate only on donations and grants.
Gotcha. And so when someone buys this book, then they can know that it's helping support that cause, right? Goes directly to them.
Absolutely. So what I do is when a book is bought, then Amazon kind of pays that out. And then I send a check every month to Lucky's Place for the total amount, because 100% of the profit from the Amazon sales of this book does go back to Lucky's Place.
That's fantastic. Stephanie Wardle and Heather Gayton on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Feisty's Journey Home is available now. And again, all the proceeds go directly to Lucky's Place to help the animal shelter in the Star Valley area. Stephanie, Heather, this is such a cool project. Thank you for giving me some background on it. Anything we missed about Feisty's Journey Home you'd like to mention today?
Not that I can think of. We did change up the book to make it a little bit more readable for children as yes. opposed to what I wrote. And so I've had several of family members read the book, children, and they've enjoyed it and make a great, it'd be a you know, wonderful Christmas gift or a stocking stuffer, or, you know, and like I said, all the proceeds do go back to Lucky's.
Perfect. Available now on Amazon. Feisty's Journey Home. You can just search for it. As you said, Stephanie, get it in time for Christmas, and two items crossed off, the Christmas gift and the donation to Lucky's Place all in one. So Stephanie Wardle and Heather Gayton with me on the Weekday Wake Up. Stephanie, Heather, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.